Hello, everyone, and welcome to our iHeart to Heart with Shawn Mendes, presented by Virgin Plus. I am your host, Shannon Burns from iHeartRadio Canada. I'm happy to introduce our winner, Whitney, who is so excited to hang out with the incredible Shawn Mendes. So, Whitney, you've come prepared with a ton of questions. I'm going to hand it right over to you. Have a lot of fun. Enjoy.
Whitney, maybe you need to demand a job at iHeart for interviewing after this.
Yeah, I should. So I'm Whitney. I have been a fan since 2014. I've met you at the Illuminate Tour in Toronto. And so I guess I'll just start with
the Illuminate show. You at the Air Canada Center?
Yeah, I saved up for a whole year to go.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Okay, so my first question. So how was working with Taney on your new song Summer of Love? And how did the idea of collaborating come up?
It's amazing. I mean, he's amazing. I don't know if you've listened to like any of the stuff he's done over the last year, but he's just an incredible producer. Like he's the most humble dude in the world. And you walk into a studio and there's like number one plaques all over the place. And he's just so kind. And he really made me feel comfortable and confident in doing a song like Summer of Love. And it just felt really special the second he kind of started messing with it, and he really turned it into a record. So I'm really grateful to be able to do this with him. I also think like I'm such a big fan of the genre that he comes from, and I wanted to merge the two worlds in a respectful and beautiful way. I think we did that, you know.
Well, it sounds really good so far, so
thanks. Yeah, I mean, you haven't heard the whole thing. I gotta get you the whole thing.
Was it difficult for you to learn to sing in Spanish for the new Kessy remix?
It wasn't difficult. It was difficult to have the pronunciation be great because Camila was not allowing me to say anything less than perfect. So she was just being really hard on me. And I was like, I think that sounds good. And she was like, no, it doesn't sound good enough. So not in terms of how I was singing, but in terms of how I was pronouncing the words. But I'm really grateful that she was there because after it came out, I got a lot of messages from my friends who speak Spanish. And they were like, you sound really authentic. So that's what you get for having a Mexican Cuban girlfriend.
Okay, so my next question, Camila, I'm so happy that you're with her. I was waiting for so many years to get with her. What's your favorite memory that you've ever made with her?
Wow, that's a really hard question. I mean, it's probably some point over the last couple years since we've been together, but I have to say, like, the first few months we like really hung out with each other back when we did I Know What You Did Last Summer were some really amazing times, and we laughed a lot. But I mean, the last couple of years have just been amazing with her, so it's hard to say one in particular. But thanks for being happy for us. I appreciate that.
I am. I'm so happy. So it's known that you always had a crush on Camila before you became
known.
I think it's known. for the big fans, it's known.
Yeah, you guys do.
So
know.
Would you say that it was like love at first sight, or would you say like there was a moment where like it like you realized like
no? I think I was really young when I met her, and I always just had such a good vibe with her. I think I wasn't really sure what it was when I was 15, but I've been writing songs about her for the last four albums. So I guess you could say it was probably love at first sight, you know, considering that I was writing songs about her when she didn't even know I was writing songs about her. I was making up songs about her when she didn't know I was writing songs about her. So
which one of your tattoos has the most meaning to you? You have so many, like, do you even know how many you have now? Or
I have a ton. I think probably, I love this one of my sister's name. It says Aaliyah Maria, my sister's middle name and my grandmother's first name. And it's just really beautiful and feels nice. You know, I'm not around her often, so I really appreciate this one. And this says faith in Spanish, which I think is really beautiful too.
Okay, so what's the meaning behind your little sunflower tattoo?
The little sunflower tattoo, that is kind of a reference towards Camila. In a way, because
that's what I thought, because isn't that her favorite flower?
Yeah, it is her favorite flower. She's obsessed with sunflowers. That's pretty slick of you. No one's asked me that before. It's kind of a secret tattoo. I didn't know. I didn't think many people knew I had that.
It was all over when you got it. It was all over.
Well, I'm absolutely just not in touch.
Yeah, Sean, do you read a lot of the things that are said about you online, or do you like look into that at all?
I go through phases. Like now, or lately, I have been. It's been really fun, but sometimes I keep myself off of social media. But it just depends. I think we're all kind of like that.
So, how are Tarzan and Oreo doing?
They're doing really good. Tarzan's actually in Canada right now. He's with my parents and Oreo. So this is really amazing. I was with them 2 days ago and I'm completely in love with them.
Do they get along well? Like, do they fight or?
Yeah, Tarzan's kind of a bully because he's big. So he like bullies Oreo and takes his food. But that's tough because they're animals and they can't really stop them from being animals, you know. But they do get along though for the most part.
So is your sister Aaliyah also into singing? Or does she have any musical capabilities?
She's a great singer. She's really, I hear her sing and she can really sing so well. I don't know if she's into it. Like, I think she sings for fun, but I think she's going to be going to school for working with children at hospitals and kind of explaining to the children, like what type of surgery they're going to be getting and just being there for them. And that's an amazing thing. So
yeah,
she's cool.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Yeah, she is pretty cool, isn't she? Her Instagram is a crazy aesthetic.
Okay, so it was announced a few months ago about the film production with Andrew that you launched. Mm-hmm. Do you have any details on that? Or
nothing in particular yet, but we're doing some really exciting stuff. It's a whole other world that I'm kind of learning about. But there's a few amazing ideas that are coming along that I'm really excited about, but I can't say much right now.
Okay. For next tour, have you thought about, so you know how B-Stage has like the Illuminate orb or the flower? So have you thought like if next tour will have something like that, like another item?
I don't know. I mean, we have an idea that I think is going to be really special. But I'm not going to tell you what it is because I want it to be a surprise for when you guys see it on tour.
So what song are you most excited to perform live from Wonder on the tour?
I'm really excited to perform Song for No One. That song was the first song that was created for the album. And I felt like it was always a song that I want the set to end on that song because it's just so beautiful. And the ending feels so celebratory. It always felt like a song that gave me the feeling of being on tour, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be special.
So do you have any specific moment that you've had with a fan that was memorable? Is there anything that sticks out at all?
I mean, so many. I mean, it's really tough because I've had so many, but the Q&As when we were on tour last tour, we did Q&As every time and they just were amazing. Like we were just having really real conversations and like people were being super vulnerable and opening up. And there was like people's parents there and it was cool to hear like kids get to say things in front of their parents that maybe they wouldn't have said. And it just felt like a really real moment of like truth. And I always really love those.
Okay, so besides Summer of Love, do you have any more songs that you're planning to release soon at all? Or can you not say it or?
No, yeah. I mean, yes and no. I mean, I think the thing is it's not in the plan until it's like decided, but there's always songs that I'm thinking about releasing. Yeah, I have lots of songs, but none are confirmed yet, if that's what you want.
Okay. Okay, so out of all the songs you've ever written, if you had to pick one song to play to a random person to show them like who you are as an artist, which song would you choose?
I have no idea. Maybe I would play something like Mercy. Maybe, yeah.
Awesome. Sean, thank you so much for taking the time, answering questions. Always a pleasure. And thank you for joining us for the iHeart to Heart with Sean Mendes that is presented by Virgin Plus.